This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the podcast from JNS Pediatrics for June 15, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this podcast are surgical technique, hydrocephalus, and infection. Internal cranial expansion surgery for the treatment of refractory idiopathic intracranial hypertension. A clinical article by Jason Ellis and colleagues. Traditionally, patients with idiopathic intracranial hypertension, also known as pseudotumor cerebri, have been treated with medical and surgical therapies aimed at lowering cerebrospinal fluid pressure. Systemic side effects and shunt malfunction have made the management of this condition challenging and frustrating for patients and caregivers alike. Seizing upon a technique that they have used to treat other forms of intracranial hypertension, such as progressive diaphyseal dysplasia and slit ventricle syndrome, the authors treated 10 patients with refractory idiopathic intracranial hypertension by a technique called internal cranial expansion. In this procedure, an entirely extradural operation is undertaken, wherein the inner cortical and cancellous layers of the frontal, parietal, occipital, and temporal squamosal bones are removed through bilateral frontoparietal craniotomies. The resultant increase in intracranial volume has allowed for lower intracranial pressure, resolution of papilledema, and successful treatment of headaches. Furthermore, the patient's dependence on medical and shunt therapy to control intracranial pressure has been alleviated. The authors advocate the use of this novel approach, given its safety, efficacy, and the opportunity to avoid the side effects of medical therapy and the frustration of shunt malfunction in the treatment of this vexing condition. Hyponatremia following endoscopic third ventriculostomy, a report of 5 cases and analysis of risk factors. A clinical article by Shi-Shan Lang and co-authors. In this article, the authors report 5 cases of hyponatremia following endoscopic third ventriculostomy, or ETV. They analyze potential associated risk factors. ETV was performed in 32 patients, 20 males and 12 females, for the management of hydrocephalus between 2008 and 2010 at their institution. 5 patients, or 16%, developed symptomatic hyponatremia between 1 and 8 days following the procedure. 2 patients had seizures, and 3 patients were readmitted for clinical decline. In all 5 cases, the hyponatremia was temporary, and the patients recovered fully. Significant risk factors found to be associated with hyponatremia were cystic or multiloculated hydrocephalus, age of 2 years or less, and an ETV trajectory of 10 degrees or more from perpendicular. The authors emphasize that hyponatremia should be considered in patients presenting with lethargy and malaise several days after ETV, especially in children under the age of 2 and those with cystic hydrocephalus. They note that even with no evidence of trauma or subfornicial injury at the time of the surgery, it is still possible for patients to have postoperative hyponatremia and subfornicial injury on MRI. In patients with moderate hydrocephalus, they advocate using frameless stereotaxy to minimize the risk of suboptimal tract trajectory and subfornicial manipulation. Craniocerebral medulomycosis, a case report by Ravi Shankar Goel and co-workers. Mycetoma was first described by Dr. John Gill while working in Madura, India in 1842. This disease is subclassified into two categories, actinomycosis and true mycetoma, according to the type of causative agent. Mycetoma is a pathological process in which eumycotic, or fungal, or actinomycotic, bacterial, causative agents from an exogenous source produce grains. It is a localized, chronic, and deforming infectious disease of subcutaneous tissue, skin, and bones. It occurs in the so-called mycetoma belt, stretching between the latitudes of 15 degrees south and 30 degrees north, and is endemic in relatively arid areas. Craniocerebral madaromycetoma is extremely rare. Only two cases have been reported so far. The authors report a case of madaromycetoma in a 17-year-old girl from a rural background in the state of Rajasthan, India, with involvement of the right parietal cortex, overlying bone, and subcutaneous tissue. The mass was totally excised, along with involved dura mater, bone, and scalp. The patient was given antifungal drugs, voriconazole and terbinafine, in the postoperative period. She responded very well to the treatment given, and there were no signs of recurrence at the six-month follow-up visit. The clinical features, imaging, and histopathological investigations, and management of this rare entity are discussed, and the available literature is reviewed. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the JNS this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.